in the limelight.
The super terrorists bid to whitewash the unpardonable crime of the illegal Zionist regime in killing veteran Al Jazeera correspondent Shirin Abu Aqile in Jenin, occupied Palestine last May, is nothing but a clumsy attempt by the U.S. on the pretext of so-called investigation to try to deflect attention of the world public opinion from its own complicity in Israel's terrorist activities, says Kayhan, international staff writer, in an article published under the heading "Crude U.S. Attempt to Absolve Israeli Regime of Abu Aqile's Murder." Here's the details. The super terrorist bid to whitewash the unpardonable crime of the illegal Zionist regime in killing veteran Al Jazeera correspondent Shirin Abu Aqile in Jenin-occupied Palestine last May 11th is nothing but a clumsy attempt by the U.S. on the pretext of so-called investigation to try to deflect attention of the world public opinion from its own complicity in the Zionist regime's terrorist activities. Surely, the Americans cannot disapprove eyewitness accounts of the murder in broad daylight of this famous female Palestinian Christian journalist known for her exposure of Israeli regime brutalities. These eyewitness accounts have also been confirmed by investigations led by independent organizations and media outlets, which have concluded that the murderous Israeli troop deliberately aimed his shot at the unprotected part of her head, despite the fact that Shirin Abu Aqile, with a professional camera in her hand, was wearing the bulletproof vest inscribed "Press" in bold letters. Abu Aqile's tragic death, followed by violence at her funeral in the church by Israeli regime troops who attacked aggrieved Christian and Muslim Palestinian people, sent shockwaves across the region, drawing worldwide condemnation. The United Nations and the European Union, among others, despite their awe of the U.S., had to call for a full investigation into what has been described as a deliberate murder in cold blood. It is obvious the U.S. cannot succeed in its crude game in view of its blind and unequivocal support, both financial and political, of the past 7 decades for the Zionist entity. As a matter of fact, the crux of the chronic question of occupied Palestine and prolongation of the plight of the oppressed people is the illogical support of the U.S. and the West for the unabated crimes of the Zionist regime and its frequent acts of terrorism, which have now spread to Syria and Lebanon as well, coupled with blatant threats against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Unfortunately, the UN has turned a blind eye towards these dangerous developments. This shows the hypocrisy of the West, especially of the US, in manipulating the world body, while wrongly claiming to be an advocate of human rights, which it is definitely not, as is evident by Washington's strike of state terrorism around the world, in addition to the organized terrorizing of its own black-skinned citizens of African origin. We'll be right back. Amazingly, Joe Biden administration from day one of the killing of Shirin Abu Aghla was calling for an investigation, not to determine the identity of the killers, but to give the Zionists a clean chit. This is what Washington has eventually done, with the U.S. State Department recently saying that its security coordinator had concluded Abu Aghla was not targeted but killed by unintentional gunfire from Israeli positions. This type of conclusion is a clear sign that the usurper and the super terrorist supports the terrorist acts of its poodles around the globe, whether in Palestine or in Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Yemen, and the Islamic Republic of Iran.